Letters from the Dead. Today is going to be Shigofumi, and let me tell you, awesome, to a point. So I would have done it last week if it wasn't for 5 centimeters. I had to do it while it was still semi-fresh in my mind from that weekend. Oh, I suggest going back and listening to that episode. It was pretty awesome. All right. And, of course, there's the AMV of the week for you noobs who don't know. Shigofumi, as I already said. And some news, and maybe some shit. Whatever. Oh, man, I promised I would go this episode without cussing. I already did. Yeah, I'm not editing it out for honesty's sake. Alright, I will try not to cuss, even though there's some words I got to say about Shigofumi throughout this episode. Oh, what the fuck? I'm going to anyway. I might as well not try and promise it. Anyway, let's get started with this news that is kind of blah. Then again, the reason it's just been blahed around. Alright, I'm sure you already heard of the DreamWorks making a 3D live-action Ghost in the Shell. It's announced, but it's not in production. They only negotiated rights, they're only pitching. Well, like that live-action Sailor Moon and that live-action Ava and a bunch of other live-action anime things that may or may not come true, and probably isn't. No proof until production. I'm serious. I'm tired of all these announcements that they might do this, and, you know, they never do. I've been saying, like, with Speed Racer, I said I won't say it's cool. I won't even acknowledge it as a fact until they start production. And sure enough, they did, and that's actually coming out, and I think it's going to suck, and I don't want to see it. But anyway, yeah, Ghost in the Shell, a movie. As much as I would like to see it, but I also know it's gonna suck. There's no, I don't take this as fact until it starts actual production. When actors are picked, when they start filming, when they start acting, when they start, you know, trailers. I'll take this as fact then. Otherwise, this sucks. And it's just whatever. Hearsay. But it got a lot of talk on the ANN board. Let's see what people are saying. Maybe they'll make up for their actions of innocence, blah, blah. Other people shit their pants. Other people say it's epic. Other people are just like, WTF. I don't know. I still say fuck it. Well, let's see what else is here. I wrote down notes to talk about. Oh, yes. Death Note. You know, it's gonna show in America, woo! But only at 300-plus theaters on 2 weekdays in May, and only at Fathom Theaters. Now, luckily, I live in the D.C. area, so there's no doubt that it won't show in this major city anyway. Because a lot of things show here. You might have to go to a E Street Theater, Art House, or, you know, maybe one... those engagement thingies, like they did the anime thing. Sigh, but still, only Fathom Theaters, it makes you need to search. Luckily, I do know of a few already. Like, I know the one in Chinatown does have it. But I'm not sure if they'll have Death Note, though. Anyway, I'm gonna go see it. But still, on a weeknight? Come on! 7:30 p.m. on 2 May evenings, weeknight evenings. Who's gonna come out on a weeknight evening? And plus, I just wish this got the, you know, small theater, the art house theater treatment, you know, like Paprika did. Yeah, it was, like, just in major cities or those little places that have a little indie theater. But at least you got a longer run. You had the option to see it on a weekend where everyone's going to be able to see it. But, oh well. I bet when I go, it's just going to be probably me and a few random people. Just very few. As in less than 10 to go see this. I'll be surprised if I go see Death Note in May. And it's like a theater filled with like, I don't know, everybody under the sun. Mostly, it's going to be local anime fans that I see at all the events in around DC anyway. Alright. What else? Who the fuck cares about Gax Dog? Alright. I think this is one of the crap news that ANN ever put up. Okay, I love Gact. You know this. But, yeah. Gax Dog is promoting environmental issues at the G8 Summit, and somehow that's great news. It's a fucking dog! Who cares about Gax Dog? But, yes, when Belle, the other dog, passed away, Ener, the present dog, received a message from heaven that says he must embark on an adventure to spread the world, tell the word about the environmental issues and bullshit! It's a fucking... Who cares about your dog? I care about you, though, Gact. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who cares? Fucking dog. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
31 seconds, and we're gone for auto sequence start.
Okay, we got the AMV of the week. Alright, AMV of the week this time is FAV from Fluxmeister. It's using this song from Kitty. And, oh my god, it's just filled with action, stuff blowing up, and all the cool things I loved about Dead Leaves, and I suggest you watch it. I actually suggest downloading it, because the YouTube quality sucks, so I have the links to animemusicvideos.org, and you can check out the rest of Fluxmaster stuff. But, yeah, that just got me hyped up to see Dead Leaves again. I really love watching that. Alright, as you know, the new spring season has just begun. And there's a ton shitload of new anime out there. So, besides doing a first impression show of all this new stuff, here's a first impression today of something I've watched about a day ago and just flipped through. Oh my god, I hate it so much. Con no Con. Alright, this is basically what the first episode entailed. Alright, girl. Is all up on Wimpy Short Guy. Wimpy Short Guy blushes, it can't really say no. Oh my god. Ugh. And really, it's just a bunch of nothing until later on, where she asks him to the music room, you know, like a little love letter type of thing. And she attempts to do him, but then she also turns into a kitsune. Yeah, what's up with Fox Girls lately? There's another anime with a Fox Girl in it, and the last season was Spice and Wolf. I think Fox Girls are starting to make an upturn, and Cat Girls are now passe, and Bunny Girls are super passe. Oh well, fuck it. But anyway, she tries to have sex with him, but then gets interrupted by, I think, her bro. And then, next you know, she merges with him. He turns into a fox. Their superpowers afoot. Shows off said powers and destroys parts of the school. All in some sort of a wannabe comedic fashion, but really this is just one big ecchi. This is like one scene away from just hardcore kitsune fucking. And you know what? I would have been... how do I explain this? I would have accepted Kano-kan more as a straight-up hentai than the show it's trying to be, because... Oh my god. And plus, I hate male characters like him. It's like the male equivalent of moe girls. You know, the shy, reserved, need to be protected little wimpy ones. I hate the male equivalent of moe girls, and he is it. Kota is all that is I hate in anime guys. I like my anime guys like Kamina or Duo or Ikichi Onizuka. but not like him. Oh my god, I just want to stab him. Then I want to stab the fox girl, because the fox girl is so annoying and just nothing but sexual tension, you know, all up on him. And this might as well have been a hentai. Why can't they just cut it short, make it into some sort of hentai OVA with hardcore kitsune fucking? I would have accepted it more as hardcore kitsune fucking, not just because it's, you know, prawn, but, you know, you would expect that from this type of storyline. Oh, and the opening just screams, more than one girl might turn into a harem. Really, this is how I download anime. I look at the name. If the name's interesting, I'll just try it. I barely ever look at a review beforehand. And after watching this, I actually looked at the ANN guide, and there's stuff I want to check out that I'm going to give my first impression on. Well, at least I have GoGo already downloaded on my desktop, as well as some other shit, and I could cleanse my mind of Konokan. Yes, Konokan. Do not want, do not watch, do not approach. No, unless you like, you know, ecchi, panty shots, kitsune girls, and a lack of anything, you know, good, then go for it. All right, now it's time for the main part of the show, the bit, the meat, the thingy, Shigofumi. Yeah. Shigo Fumi, Letters from the Departed, or Story is the Last Letter, I also heard it called. Basically sends around Fumika, who is the mailman, the deliverer of these letters from the dead, the after-death letters, Shigo Fumi. And it starts out just as episodic tales surrounding these. Episodes 1 and 2 is actually a two-parter surrounding 1. And let me tell you, episode 1 got me into it due to its twist. Episode 2 finished it out greatly. And yeah, then it just goes on with these episodic little Shigo Fumi stories. Some dealing with child abuse, some dealing with suicide, some dealing with bullying. But also there's an underlining plot. It starts to show by the third episode with a little hint to what's to come. Plus there's little hints that are shown, but you don't know what they are until way later. And then in like, I think 7 and 8, it's two-parter where it's just an accumulation of this. And then it goes back to that episodic tales of surrounding Shigo Fumi while still referencing the underlining plot. And that plot is about Fumika, her past, and things about her that make her different from the other deliverers. She ages, she always visits this girl in a coma, and you begin to wonder that, and then later on you find out. And then at episode 11 and 12, which are the two ending ones, again, the whole plot line accumulates and starts to end. And let me tell you, the ending didn't really grab me. In fact, other episodes grabbed me. Like, alright, there's a silly episode about delivering Shigo Fumi to a cat. Her and Chiaki, one of the other characters, are involved in this, and that just brought many lols. The episode on bullying really affected me a lot, because let me tell you that this, American bullying is nothing when it comes to Japanese bullying. If all Japanese bullying is like that, then I'm glad to have been born here. And also, the main plot line, the Fumika thing. Alright, Fumika, you know that she's the main character, the mailman, along with her staff, Kanaka, who is in deep, big contrast with Fumika's more, I am serious. I think humans are dull. I talk in a monotone voice. Well, her staff Kanaka is all like, yay! Yay! Da-da-da! I'm hyper! I'm a staff, though, but I wish I was human. Da-da-da. Yeah, and I like those, too. And plus, the characters kind of link up with each other. Like, in the third episode, one with the suicide. You get to meet one of the characters who end up as a main character and wants to go deeper into Fumika's past after seeing Fumika. As well as basically how she became one of the mailmen. Actually, they never show how she becomes one of the mailmen. It's a mystery. In fact, there's a lot of mysteries of this series, but those mysteries, they don't bother you, such as the type of world that the deliverers live in. There may be reference, but it doesn't matter when it comes to the whole thing. And you kind of forget that and kind of is whatever about it. The more the series goes past, the more revelations you get about Fumika and Mika. And also the characters that help them. What I kind of don't like that there's a tiny little love triangle thrown in, but it's not like, it's not the main part. It's not that exposed. And really, if you weren't really paying attention, you wouldn't notice it, but they could have done without that. And also Fumika, man, she was really dealt a bad hand when it comes to parents. So let me tell you what. The animation is so beautiful. JC staff did a good job when it came to that. And I really like the seiyuu they used as well. Now, all the characters, they were cool. Like Chiaki, she's another deliverer who's has a more in-your-face personality than Fumika. But her staff is also droll. Then there's Kaname and Natsuka, who were students at Fumika's middle school. Because in middle school, that's when she got in her coma due to a event that happened. I'm trying not to spoil these main parts because you'll have to watch it. Oh my god. And yes, there's a reason why. There's a coma Fumika and, basically a dead Fumika. Alter egos, personality disorder, however you want to call it. But, you know, it's pretty obvious. That's why it's not really a spoiler. Also, there is Kirameki. Mikawa Kirameki, who is an author, famous author, and is Fumika's dad. But, wow. When you see episodes 7 and 8, then you're going to be like, WTF. But yes, Shiga Fumi also was released as a series of light novels. First released that way. I'm not sure if the light novels are translated for us to read, but I wouldn't mind reading them. I really need to get into some light novels. I haven't even finished Haruhi. But also, I keep hearing relations to Hell Girl or Shinigami no Ballad. Every time this is brought up, someone brings up those two, which, if it's anything like Shiga Fumi, I think I want to check those two out. I've been wanting to check out Jigoku Shoujo for a long time now. But yeah, Shiga Fumi, basically, I really like its episodic things. I wouldn't mind if it was just 12 episodes of stories surrounding Shiga Fumi. I would have been all cool with that. But I do like this Fumika Mika plotline with Kirameki and all the things that happen within it. It's just, this anime is on the effed up side, I will tell you that. Maybe that's why I like it so much, because it deals with so much effed up shit, not only in the episodic episodes, but also the main character's whole life. Just dealt a bad hand. Also, that ending. The ending of this series kind of pissed me off. They could have implemented it better. Oh, it's just so anticlimactic. I don't know. It just didn't work for this series. That type of ending's better suited for, I don't know, a more lighthearted series. It just didn't fit at all. And that's the only problem I really see with the series. The ending sucked. I mean, it's worth seeing. This is a series that you have to see. I am putting the seal of approval on seeing this series. It's just that the ending could have been better. I know some might disagree with me, but No. And plus, the individual stories was better than the plot at some points. But Shiga Fumi, it's a definite recommend. It's a definite watch. It's only 12 episodes. They still have it on fan subs, but it has been licensed by Bandai Visual, but we all know about Bandai fucking Visual, them assholes. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, if the ever goes down on price, like say if it ever came out in a disco bin at a con, I'll buy it. Or if someone else released it for a decent price, I'll buy it. And plus, besides, it's in like licensing hiatus. They said they were putting it in hiatus to rethink their strategies. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure if I'll ever get Shiga Fumi in physical format, which I prefer half the time, because I want to see it on the big screen or the TV. Fan subs don't do it for me all the time. I'm just so spoiled off of my DVDs, you know? Anyway. Shiga Fumi, check this out. You watch now. Great, beautiful animation, great character designs, great voices, and a really good story. Except for maybe the last 10 minutes with that ending. Oh my god, it was heading in the right place, and then it just failed. But then again, if I was in charge of making this ending, it would have been just as fucked up as some of the episodes in this series. No one would win. Let's just say that. No one wins. But I probably would keep that little montage. Yeah, there's a montage in here. I have to say it, it was a great concept. I mean, letters from the dead. I don't remember that being done before, unless there's some sort of, I don't know, episode of Twilight Zone or Outer Limits that did it first. I could imagine one of those shows doing it. I have to admit, this was probably the best out of last season. It kind of sucks if it was the best of the last season, because that means the last season pretty sucked. The last season sucked for me. I don't know. A lot of people disagree, but this is like the gem of last season, in my opinion. I recommend this for anyone who's tired of everything else that's out. So, yeah, you go watch, and I guess that's the end of this episode. Laters.
That was the Oda Gal Podcast. Go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the links, show notes, and the videos. Don't forget to join up the forums and email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or voicemail at 206-222-1902. And remember, everyone, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.